be a metabolic disorder, toxic exposure, carcinoma of the tongue, metastasized the brain, epilepsy, MS.
Or it could be the flu, and we should all be back in the ER.
No, you're ignoring the big symptom. What if we're looking at both the flu and decent parenting?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, you two are perfectly healthy. This guy wasn't pandering. He wasn't vanilla nice. He was nice without any aspiration, personal gain. I'm thinking genetic defect.
Niceness is a defect?
Three cavemen see a stranger running towards them with a spear. One fights, one flees, one smiles, and invites him over for fondue. That last guy didn't last long enough to procreate.
And how long has the patient been suffering?
At least as long as his wife has known him, 11 years.
The chances of him having an undiagnosed pathology for that long.
What are you saying? The evolution is wrong? What do you think we are? 21st century America?
He's saying that statistics are true, too. The world is a bell curve. Most of us fall within the standard deviation, but there are outliers. And if we believe in the existence of extreme jerkiness, which I suspect that we do, then we also have to accept the existence of the opposite extreme.
You want it to be a symptom because then we're supposed to be jerks, which means you don't even have to try to be nice.
Okay, maybe I'm biased.
Aloha. My name is Mr. Han. I have but one question for you. Can you attend my class? It is for your own good, and if you can't make it, I can make you. Also, there will be no eating. E-A-T-I-N-G. No eating in this class. You get used to doing your own business on your own time. That's one demand I make. Just like you wouldn't want me to come to your house some evening and discuss U.S. history on your time. Understand?
Yes, sir.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Dude.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Hey. May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me. Hey, you're ripping my car.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
What is this fascination with truancy? What is it that gets inside your heads? There are some teachers in this school who look the other way at truants. It's a little game that you both play. They pretend they don't see you. You pretend you don't ditch. Now, who pays the price later? You. What's the reason for your truancy?
Just couldn't make it on time.
You mean you couldn't or you wouldn't?
Well, it's like the full crowd scene at the food lines.
Food will be eaten on your time. Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli?
I don't know.
Why do you shamelessly waste my time like
this? Don't know.
I don't know.
I like that. I don't know. That's nice. Mr. Han, will I pass this class? Gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know. That's nice. I really like that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave your words on this board for all my classes to enjoy, giving you full credit, of course, Mr. Spicoli.
All right.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Dude Walker. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for this Tuesday, April 29th, 2008. On the show today, Graham Romemia Mew. Rob, I either have to have my microphone turned up or my headphones, and I don't think I can turn my headphones up anymore. Just give me a little more level there. There we go. Now I can hear myself. Graham Romemia, author of Bigfoot, I'm Not Dead.
That's grammatically wrong.
Well, I think Bigfoot's supposed to be saying it.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I have tried to figure this guy out, and I have no idea where he's coming from, whether this guy's making fun of Bigfoot or whether he is a serious Bigfoot connoisseur.
Fun of him?
Yes, impossible, I think. Also on the show, Vaughn Ververs from CBSNews.com. We'll be here to talk all about Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton.
Stop it. You're making up all these names.
Mr. McCain and all the other people. And, for those of you that incidentally gave me a hard time about talking politics, screw you. I'm going to talk politics when the spirit moves me.
Good.
And as long as it's spectator sport and we're interested in it, we will be talking about it on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's your responsibility as an American.
That's right. And the big news for today's show, bigger than big, is we will be playing the game everybody's talking about.
Where in the world is Matt?
There it is. Want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
All right.
Goldstein.
Or maybe even Goldstein.
Goldstein?
I think that's what our technical staff was working towards.
Let's listen to it again.
Where in the world is Matt Goldstein?
Goldstein.
Could be right.
Matt Goldstein.
And if you let it play, it's got a marvelous music bed you can talk over.
Well, we'll have to hear it again.
Where in the world is Matt Goldstein?
See?
Yeah, baby. We want to thank Joe Ardinger for putting that together for us at the very last minute. Yeah. He did a fantastic job of that.
Nice.
And we'll be placing Matt somewhere in the greater metro area.
Where in the world is Matt?
Oh, it's a donut.
A double donut, actually.
Who doesn't like donuts?
Is it a continuous loop or what?
More?
It's like a Big Mac. There's two meats and three pieces of bread.
Right.
So you can talk right up to the part, I think,
here we
right
go.
Here.
There we go.
Ours better than the one on the Today Show.
Yes, and I'm waiting for the Today Show to sue us after that. It should be coming anytime soon.
Good luck looking
at Matt Lauer in Amsterdam.
Roker v. O'Mara.
You know, it's so funny. He's over in Amsterdam, and they're talking about everything. You know, they hardly touch on the two things that Americans identify Amsterdam with, which is, ging and hookers.
Right.
That's why a lot of Americans go to Amsterdam, but Matt Lauer hardly touched on it. I didn't know his wife was Dutch, too.
He spent 2 hours on wooden shoes and orange pants.
Have you been to Amsterdam, Buzz, as I turn up my headphones?
Not yet. It's in my bucket list.
I got in a little late today to the old show, so I'm adjusting everything as we go. There we go. I am stone deaf is what I am.
You look better now?
I feel much better. I think it sounds fantastic, Rob. So let me see. Lots to talk about on the show today. I have finally brought in my... Do we have that sound in the instant replays again?
Which sound?
Listen, can you hear that?
No. Yes, I hear it.
Oh, dear.
It's not like it was yesterday.
I don't know that it's audible on actual radios.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it's not.
You see, when I come in here late, I'm always hypersensitive to all the sounds.
I think we're fine.
Let's just all be quiet for a second.
There's a slight sound in the world.
It's kind of like it was yesterday.
But it's not nearly as bad. I think it's suitable.
That's the mantra for CBS.
Better every day.
Nearly as bad. Hey, Beth Ann McBride, can you come in here for a second? Because I finally brought something in that I've been talking about for a couple of weeks that I want to do a little show and tell with you gentlemen.
Excellent.
This is something that has helped me enormously. Do we have a person that's lying around that can maybe run up into the office? It's next to my keyboard in the office. Because I had to run down here, I forgot to bring it with me. It's in a blue box.
Is it your musical keyboard?
No, it's not my musical keyboard that we're bringing back to the show.
Yeah, I was hoping.
No, this is very, very exciting. I also want to mention that we are hitting the road. We are going to be out and about to meet you on the Mike O'Mara Show. And here's the plug for that. I have so much in front of me today.
A lot of cards.
It's overwhelming.
Thank God you have that piece of plexiglass to help keep it in order.
Join all of us for the best Cinco de Mayo party this Saturday, 4:30 to 6:30. We will all, and that is Buzz, that is Rob. I think Joe is going to be with us, Beth Ann McBride.
Si.
We'll all be at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant, 18th Street Northwest. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com. And remember, you must stay thirsty, my friends. We're just going to be hanging out, be a little group party, and after last Friday night, I think we'll be on our best behavior.
I think so.
Or perhaps not.
You never know.
Buzz will be there, and you never know when he gets around Latin women.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
En fuego I am.
Come, we are very excited to see you. So come to our party today. We are very excited to see you. It's Cinco de Mayo party. It all happens on Saturday at the Elorio Plaza Ristorante, 18th Street Northwest. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly.
Yeah, whatever. So we'll all be up there.
4:30, right?
4:30 to 6:30. Kind of an interesting time.
Tea time.
I think it's professional drinkers time. It's
really?
For those, yeah, it's for those of you that want to get a head start on your Saturday night.
And it's really a head start because it's May 3rd, and this year Cinco de Mayo falls on the 5th.
Yeah, but on like anything, when there's a Monday event,
right.
You know, you get the hardcore people that will celebrate on the day itself. Mm-hmm. But they really have the festivities on the weekend day when everybody can recover on Sunday. So we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
Also, if you are at least 7 months pregnant, you could win $500 in Big Mother. That is our new contest. We are looking, Beth Ann, don't leave yet. We are looking for five sassy moms to be able to play Big Mother. Mm-hmm. That'll be next Thursday afternoon. You want to block off the whole day for that. If you want to play the game, all you have to do is get in touch with Beth Ann McBride at Beth Ann, that's B-E-T-H-A-N-N, at WJFKFM.com. Give her all of your phone numbers. I have a question for Mr. Burbank.
Yes, as a pregnant mom.
At least 7 months, Buzz.
Yes, as a 7 months or more pregnant mom, what sort of adventures do I have to look forward to if I participate in Big Mother?
Okay, the way it works will be along the lines of every reality game show that you've ever seen that involves social interaction.
Right.
We're going to basically put all these mothers.
Uh-huh.
These mothers will be up in your office. Did anyone tell you it'll be your office?
Yeah, you did. And I haven't occupied that office yet, so it's roomy and available.
Yes.
And we're going to put them up in Buzz's
Certainly
office.
Certainly not cluttered by computers.
There'll be five of them, correct?
Five. Sassy.
Five mothers.
Five sassy mothers. And after they have the first break to communicate with each other, they will come down after the commercial break, and at the beginning of break
elevator,
two on the show.
There will be an elevator.
Yes, there's an elevator to come and go as
so
they please.
They get to know each other, and that's how they acquire the information to vote somebody off.
Right.
Yes, yes. Right. And the important thing is, how much money are we giving away?
It keeps changing. $500.
Whoa.
No, it's you said that,
I thought
right?
that was the same as yesterday.
Well, first it was $1,000, then we made it $500.
That's always good.
Yeah.
The seat of negative energy on the show has arrived.
Yes. Is it 1,000 if it's twins?
I think now that you mention it's 1,000, we should do $1,000.
Have to do that.
It's 1,000.
Sure. And we should.
It keeps changing.
I have a question.
Yes, Rob.
Is Joe cooking?
It smells good, doesn't it?
It does every day at this
time. It smells like barbecue.
It does. Or hot dogs.
All right.
Or
all
Joe.
Right. What is it? Are we going to give away $1,000 for it?
$800.
$1,000.
I don't want to exhaust the budget of the show, and since we only have limited funds.
Now that we've said it, I think we have to give it away.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good way of doing it, Buzz.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, $1,000. How many mothers have responded to you so far?
Two?
I thought you said three to me yesterday. Did you lie to me yesterday?
Well, no, it was a guy.
A guy that, well, there's a guy in the National Enquirer that's pregnant.
Oh,
I don't think
guy.
It was her, him.
So it's simple. There are not going to be any stressful
stunts
that will have to
it's
be done. You're not going to have to do anything for an immunity challenge.
Nothing embarrassing.
No, it's a game of mental acuity.
It's really a game of personality.
Well, it's $1,000 for an expectant mom, and what expectant mom can't use $1,000?
Sure, to get all the baby supplies and all that.
Get a diaper genie?
Buy a pump?
Sure.
A breast pump?
I'll buy two.
Which would be, Beth Ann bought one of those after her procedure just to play with.
Not an extracting one, though.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Filling in one.
So the two mothers that you heard from via email, did they seem like decent candidates for this game?
Yeah. I mean, they were, one was 7.5 months pregnant.
That's perfect.
Yeah, one's 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can be 7, 8, 9 months, 10 months pregnant if
you
want to play
this
game. Okay,
so if you are the mother, at least 7 months pregnant.
Uh-huh. At least.
All you do, you go up and you just chat. And then you come down here, and we're going to ask you to vote
throw
one of the mothers
under
out.
The bus, yeah.
That's exactly how it's going to work. Are you excited about it?
Yeah. We need more moms. Sassy moms.
I've been saying that for years.
That's why I read the card.
I know.
I know we need more moms, okay?
We do, okay.
You know, she laughs more than she used to.
I know. She's happier, I think.
You think that's it?
I really think she may be happier. And there you go. I always accuse her of being a negative, but I think she's actually happier. All right, you can be excused.
Okay,
you're having
bye.
One of those days.
I am.
Her mind's in 30 different
We're
directions.
We're all, like, off on time-wise, don't you think?
What? Like, as far as the time of the show?
Yeah, like, we weren't ready or
I
something.
Was here. I'm fine.
I know.
Get out. Beth Ann, are you having your period today?
No.
What is going on? The first thing you say, it changes all the time.
I know, and it didn't.
It had not changed.
But now that she
then
said
she
that.
Says, well, it was $1,000. Now it's $500.
Yeah, we've decided
that
to go
will
cheap.
Generate, and then it's like, our timing is off today. Go.
Oh,
get
bye.
Your head right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Two.
Good Lord.
Maybe
wow.
It would have been better if I played a song when she left.
Oh, they see. Okay,
I think now that we've explained the game and up the ante, I think we'll hear from more moms, and I hope we do.
All right, that's good. If you're at least 7 months pregnant, you can play the game.
More moms, sassier moms.
I talked about this about 2 weeks ago, and I thought I'd bring it in for you, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. This is the device that Carla claims has cured my snoring.
I can't read. What's it called?
It's called Snoreclips. It's one of those weird names, because maybe you can call it Snore Eclipse. And I'm giving it a plug. I don't care. I mean, they're not paying me
what
to mention this.
What panel of four-year-olds came up with that name?
S-N-O-R-E-C-L-I-P-S-E. Snore Eclipse.
Snore Eclipse.
It's Snore Eclipse.
It's actually sold under a number of brand names by a number of companies. A lot of companies make this
Is
product.
So you've done a little research on this?
I did. I did a little internet research. There are a number of brands with similar names.
Is that Nabisco? What
this is
that?
The. This is actually by Pure Line Oral care.
Oral? Wait a minute.
Well,
Pure Line Oral care. I have not heard of Pure Line Oral care. Snoring is often the result of congestion or constriction of the air passages.
Yeah, Mike.
Which causes the soft tissue in the throat to vibrate during sleep. Snore Eclipse contains rare earth magnets that apply a constant comfortable pressure.
Rare earth.
Rare earth.
I guess, and here it is. You asked for an explanation of this. It applies a constant comfortable pressure on the nasal septum.
Uh-huh.
This increases circulation to the nasal area,
right,
which promotes the opening of airways to help prevent snoring.
Will you
and
entertain a question?
Yeah. Yes, go right ahead.
I was just feeling my septum,
mm-hmm,
and there's a soft part under the cartilage part.
Yeah.
Do you clip it to the cartilage part
or the soft part?
Meaty part of your septum?
Everybody pinch your septum now.
You mean the... No, yeah. No, you go right into the...
To the cartilage?
The cartilage,
the steering wheel with one hand.
Oh, you know, I'm really not sure, though.
Mean you didn't read the directions?
Hasn't been opened.
Separate the end of the device. Place Snore Eclipse over the nasal septum.
Snore Eclipse.
Adjust the device to ensure it is comfortably in place.
Adjust it?
There are your directions, so I really don't know it's the soft.
If it's about blood flow, you got to clip it to the soft meat,
if
right?
It's about comfort, yeah.
I'm opening it right now. Hold on a second. The septum is actually the cartilage that's in between.
You told us you'd lost one. Is this a
She found it.
Oh, but this one has never been opened.
This is fresh right now.
Is this the one that was lost and then found?
Nope, the one that was lost and then found. It's like been kicking around by the dog in the dog hair down on the floor.
This is a spare,
mm-hmm,
or one for each nipple.
He could work that way. I'm not sure.
This is his traveling septum.
Rob had of course, I have to go along with Rob's idea that he wants me to take a picture with this thing in my nose. Let me take it
And
out
I don't
right
think
now.
It's something we all should share either. That should be yours.
Well, you're not going to share it after I demonstrate.
Exactly.
And of course, what do we do better than anything in America?
Package.
Packaging! let's take a call from Mike, who's got one. Yeah, very good. Let's go to Mike in Fredericksburg. Mike, you got one of these deals?
Yeah, the other day, I think it was Friday when you mentioned it, I actually stopped by the CVS on the way home and picked one up, and it works like a champ.
Cool.
I need scissors. I desperately need scissors because, look, not only do they have it wedged with a piece of paper. Thank you very much for the call, Mike. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
And good luck with your snoring.
An endorsement.
But Mike, I have none scissors.
I've done the breathe right. Oh, I got it. I got it open, Buzz.
Oh, I got my Swiss Army knife out with its miniature scissors.
Buzz was about to pull a shiv on you.
Now, you will notice that this comes in a very nice blue container. Do you want me to hold it up, Beth Ann, so you can see it? The seed of positive energy. Great positive talk before the show, though.
It was good.
Yeah,
nice
absolutely.
Job. Ansel Adams right there.
There she goes.
Annie Leibovitz.
Do you have days like this? Because I really have to remember.
Days?
I remember we had days like this where you were the seat of dismal, negative thoughts.
No, I don't remember that at all.
And then you came in
earlier.
You blocked
them.
I'm very concerned about that. Would you like another picture of it out of the... out of the case, the little blue case. Let me see if my fingernails are clean.
Hold it in the palm of your hand. It'll, I think, photograph better as well.
Okay. I pictured it as being metal, but it seems to be plastic or some sort.
See, those are two. It's rubber with two little magnets in
rubber.
It.
Rubber?
Mm-hmm. I hardly knew her.
Can I see the shape of it? I'm just curious to see. You hold it.
I didn't put it in my nose.
I don't know where that's been.
Looks like a horseshoe, yes?
I see. Yeah, that
now, you would not think, would you? You would not think that this would prevent snoring, but it's amazing the
way it does. I bet it's mental.
Looks kinky.
How could it be mental?
Because you put it in, you think I'm not going to snore, and then you don't snore.
This is like Rob thinking everything is a conspiracy hoax. No, how would I? I mean, it's not that way. I've tried other things. Why wouldn't they work? This is the first thing that's
how
worked.
How can it be mental if you're sleeping?
I think it has.
He's got a point, Rob.
You look like a bull.
You're like a pirate or
no,
a
like
boar.
A bull.
Oh, yeah, bull.
Now talk and talk.
Put
I want to hear
the side of your nose.
I want to see if it affects your speech. Talk for us. Dance.
I don't think it affects my speech.
Dance, monkey, dance.
I don't think it affects. Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me.
No.
I want approval on these photos. She was just putting the camera lens like, up my right nose. Mm-hmm. There. How about that? Not so close.
I can't get it. Oh, that's cute.
Oh, no. There's no way that's going to be cute.
No, yeah. it won't even be in focus.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to put these up on the website. No.
No. If you thought the picture of Mike on the website was close.
Well, I have an oversized head. There's no doubt about that. Hold on a second. Let's go. A guy named Stu. We're going to take another picture of it, please.
You know what, Mike? Since you put it in, you haven't snored at all. Oh.
Stu from York, Pennsylvania. Stu, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. I'd like to first thank you guys for keeping Real Radio alive with this program, huh?
Thank you.
Hey,
excuse me, Stu. I'm having my photo taken.
And Stu.
Oh, God bless you.
Stu, hold on. Don't talk. Mike is posing.
Did it come out? We're making art.
Right. What's the matter, Beth Ann?
All right, Stu, you've got one of these things?
Well, I did. I had to get rid of the thing. You know, I'm sleeping with it one night. I wake up at 2 in the morning. Where the hell is it?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yes.
It's off my nose. And then you know what the funny thing was? Is I feel this sensation in the back of my throat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, I swallowed it.
Yeah, you see, that was what I thought happened to yours. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
What?
I've lost it a couple of nights. Wait a minute, Stu. I had it fall off, but you sucked it in. How can you suck it into your nose?
I don't know. It must have floated down the old mustache, and the next thing I know, I think, you know, I better go get this checked out, get an x-ray gut. Wow. The damn thing's in my stomach.
So you had to wait till it passed?
Well, yeah, about a day and a half later, there it was, mixed in with the old bowl.
Oh, that is so
Did
gross.
You rescue it?
Magnets still work.
I never thought about fishing the thing out with a magnet. That probably would have saved it, but I figured the tidy bowl man more than me, so I said goodbye.
Uh-huh. Oh, all right. Thanks for that, Stu. I appreciate that. It works for me. I do lose it, though. I will have to, search for it in the bed because it flies off my nose.
It's part of the fun.
Night. Let's go to Debbie in Woodbridge. Debbie, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Debbie.
Hello.
I stopped last week the very minute. Just as the caller, two callers ahead of me, he stopped and went to CVS. Well, I may have been jostling him sideways with my elbows in there, too, because I found it. I bought it. I took it home. I thought, this is it. This is going to work. Mm-hmm. This is the thing we need. And it didn't work.
Oh, I'm
now
terribly
instead,
sorry.
I am, too. I am really I'm crushed. Instead of smacking him to stop him snoring, now I smack him to start him breathing again.
Oh, see, that's apnea. That's sleep apnea.
It's driving me crazy, and I've thrown the card.
How fat is your husband?
How fat? He's not fat.
Is he overweight?
Yeah, he's at least 25 pounds.
Yeah.
And I've said, if you don't get this taken care of, go and get one of those breathing things, the mask. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because it's driving me crazy. I can't rest.
Thank
knowing
you, Debbie. Good luck to you, Debbie.
Thanks. I wish it had worked. I really tried. I was really excited about
that. Sometimes, Carla tells me, though, that sometimes if I don't, Buzz was discussing this before, if I don't put it in the right spot, it doesn't work. And I think it does go, you have to kind of jam it right onto the real septum part, the real cartilage part, not the fleshy part of your nose.
Mm.
So if you have a big beak, I think you're in trouble with that too. But
maybe when you're fat like me, you just have more of the meaty part of your nose. And
that's what the book you're going to write.
I still think there are other uses for that clip.
Fat like me. Steve from Iowa, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It works for snoring, but you are picking your nose every minute you're awake.
I mean, but here's the deal. I put the thing in. I go to sleep very quickly. I put the thing in there, and the very first night I used it, Carla said, you did not snore, and normally you're going to snore. Now, last night she said, I had it in my nose again, and she said, you snored, but you did not snore with the same severity.
Ferocity.
The ferocity that you normally have.
Have you noticed an increase in nose picking?
You were asking the caller.
We'll never know.
But I got him on hold. Hold on a second. Let's go to Chuck again. Chuck, do you pick your nose constantly?
Yes, I pick my nose all the time.
Thank you, Chuck.
What a boy.
You say the magnet made that happen?
The magnet for Chuck, are you talking to Chuck?
Yeah,
Buzz,
Chuck is
you
gone.
Gotta, yeah, I'm going through them a lot. Follow-up calls are not good. Okay, this thing is good for me, but I still suffer from apnea because when I didn't have this thing in my nose last week, Carla wakes me up in the morning, and she said, Man, I had to eventually just leave. It was so bad last night. I said, really? She said, and not only that, she said, really, it was the old sleep apnea where you stopped breathing.
Yeah, you were clinically dead for 2 minutes last night.
So when you stopped breathing, she abandoned you.
She said to me, you stopped for, I timed it. At one point, 20 seconds, I said,
wow.
That's very kind of you to actually do that, to time it for 20 seconds. What is she sitting there looking at her watch? Meanwhile, I'm brain dead in the bed next to her, and she's timing.
Was she hoping for a personal best?
I don't know what she was doing, but I would have appreciated maybe a little nudge.
A nudge,
start
sure.
Start the oxygen flow again.
Pump your chest.
Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, I use something differently. It's called a snore guard. And it's a mouthpiece you put in, and it kicks your jaw just forward enough where it moves that palate in the back of your throat, and you stop snoring. The first night I wore it, my wife thought I was dead. She actually hit me because she said I just quit snoring immediately.
Wow. I'm thinking really that we should just saw our noses off. That would be the best thing to do. It's driving me out of my mind. It really is.
Better yet, marry a deaf woman.
No, I don't think Mike snored at all.
Thank you, Kate.
Did no problem at all. Hello, which Paul, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there.
You with the stars in your eyes.
Oh, I didn't know it was named that too. Anyway, I have a snoring issue, and what we do is we run a box fan.
But do you have issue when you're snoring?
I don't.
A box fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just run a fan, and the person who does not snore, they hear the white noise, not to make it ethnic.
It's the best kind of noise.
The white noise, as opposed to the black noise or the Hispanic noise.
Right.
To sort of
I didn't go there.
Camouflage the snoring. Thanks, Paul. The thing is,
what a fun guy.
If you put he was a wonderful human being. If you put a fan on, you're helping the person not hear it, but you're not helping that medical condition.
We run a fan constantly in my bedroom.
Do you ever do the stopping of the breathing?
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that. That's why this little device might be perfect for you.
You can die.
How much is it?
People die, Rob,
20
from
bucks.
Sleep apnea.
$19.99. And his came in a fancy carrying
case.
Name
one guy who died from sleep apnea.
There are people that die all the time from
name
sleep
one.
Apnea.
John Adams.
John Adams? No. I'm going to the drugstore.
No, didn't he just...
he just died.
He just sort of wasted away,
Buzz
didn't he?
Me.
But he did stop breathing.
Maybe he needed something for his teeth.
Let's go to Chuck. Chuck from Maryland, you are on the show. How you doing, Chuck?
Hey, you good, Mike? I just want to let everybody in Baltimore know that you can listen to 1350 AM. It comes in pretty good for York.
Is that the York, Pennsylvania station?
Yeah, so it comes in pretty good.
Since we're not on in Baltimore, you're going to have to spread the word for us.
All right, buddy. All right,
thanks for calling, Chuck. All right, we got a lot going on in the show, but before we move on to anything else, we have to...
Where in the world is Matt Cousy?
This is very interesting. Matt has been positioned somewhere in the D.C. metro area. I saw him before the show. He is in the business suit. He's in a business suit as much as it could be.
Where in the world is Matt Cousy?
A business suit for him.
More of a sport jacket, really.
Thought he looked fine.
I think that's probably the best go-to-Sunday meeting clothing that
Not
he has.
Not Sunday for him.
Yeah, he goes to Saturday, doesn't
that's
he?
That's right, yeah.
So we have strategically put him in some location. And he's
Where in the world is Matt Cousy?
I love that.
Are you turning it up every time? You're turning it up every time it says
that. Never touched the board.
I never have. Jesus.
I
swear to God. I think I'm still recovering from last Friday. Here's the way this is going to work. We're only going to give you one clue, a la Matt Lauer on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. Only one clue for you, and that clue will be the clue that you work with all day long. Without further ado, and before we give the clue out, and I think I'm going to give the clue out as opposed to letting Matt handle that.
Oh,
right?
I think it's very important that you read the clue.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. He's standing by. Mr. Goldstein?
Stain.
Hello, sir.
Fresh off his Monday day off, which we were discussing in the hallway, does anyone in the radio business take Mondays off? And we came up with no one, Matty.
No, it was J.O. Monday.
Well, someone's got to be the first, right?
Now, when I talked to Matt yesterday, I think off the air, or maybe even this morning, we concluded that the reason that Matt was a little ill at ease yesterday was because Matt was in the middle of something when we called. He confirmed it.
Those are all rumors. Horrible,
not that he was
rumors.
Being a jerk, if you know what I mean.
He was being with himself?
Yes, he was master of his own domain when we called.
Fifth time of the day.
I gather you do that. How many times a week are you master of your own domain there, Matt?
More than I could count.
How is the love life for you? I mean, you're still a smarmy little germ like you were the last time we worked with you. No women in your life currently?
No one's steady. I found some drunk random at the end of the spring break party, but that's about it.
Did you close the deal?
Yeah, close the deal.
Good for you. He's lying.
Thank you.
Of course he is.
He's totally lying.
He wasn't even allowed into the spring break party.
Go to the clinic. All right, now you're at the location, correct?
I am here.
Okay, and
but where is here?
What?
I said I am here, but where the hell is here?
Yes, where the hell is here? And I'm going to go through right now and get out the clue for
it's
you.
Time for the clue.
Everybody, pay attention.
Well, where in the hell?
Where in the world? Where in the world is Matt?
Oh, that's right. It should have been where in the hell.
Yeah.
Everybody's a critic today. You like that?
I loved it.
Because everyone in our listening audience is going to get a chance to play the fabulous brand new game.
Where in the world is Matt?
You will not catch me again. Now, you find Matt. Matt, do you have $100 on your person and you're going to give it away if they find you?
No, I will be getting information and then Beth Ann will be getting back to them. Yes, I have $100, sir. Sure.
Where in the world is Matt?
My instructions were to
shut up for a second.
All right.
That's your best instruction, Matt. Shut up for a second.
You're such a stain. You're such a radio stain. You just.
I don't know what answer you're looking for. Yeah.
What is the title? What is your current title at WJFK?
The promotions coordinator.
You are the promotions coordinator. You still haven't learned the game yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
You see. No, but I'll take their information down and I'd be glad to get it to them within 6 to 8 weeks. That's not how we do it, Matt. Do you understand?
All right. Yeah, sure. I have $100 for him.
You know, I find that he tends to lock up when we put pressure on him. All right, are you ready?
And when you don't.
All right.
He was being honest.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for your clue? Here we go. We remember. Oh, I have to wait till it does it.
Where in the world is Matt?
Here is your clue.
Nope, fair hitting the stop button.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. We remember Matt the Jew. Today, he is hiding.
Now, you have to read it from the beginning.
Top. We remember Matt the Jew. Today, he is hiding from you. But if you rise to the top, this game you will stop, and you'll be bursting with pride when you do.
Hmm.
Would you like to hear it one more time?
We would.
I would.
I'd
love to.
We remember Matt the Jew. Today he is hiding from you. But if you rise to the top, this game you will stop, and you'll be bursting with pride when you do.
Where in the world is Matt?
That's how I'm playing it from now on.
There you go.
Rob would love to keep it on the continuous loop and then turn up the volume all the way. So, Matt, here are your simple instructions. You just stay at that location until somebody finds you. And then in the event that in the entire broadcast nobody finds you, we're going to actually continue this into tomorrow, and you'll have to stay there overnight.
Through the night.
Thanks, Matt.
Wonderful. Okay. Is there a particular secrets of work?
Sorry we didn't get a chance to answer his question. We're very excited to talk
about that.
Perhaps
another time.
That's Matt Goldstein. He's out there. $100 for you if you can find where he is. I like the clue. Thanks to Mr. Rob Spiewak, who wrote that clue today.
I love to write poetry.
You know what Rob hates more than anything else? People winning. So he was the right man
sure,
to write the obscure clue. Coming up, we will have our very first buzz of the day, and I will tell you about something we're going to do on the show that's going to be a little stomach-turning, I would say, today.
Cool. Oh, good.
And maybe we'll talk to Beth Ann some more, too.
Are they related?
Because they really got me going. We'll be back with the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Live spot.